Well, I'm actually without coming out to let people know who are doing all kinds of things all over the country and all over this community, to let the people in Washington know that what they're doing is just not a part of the American system. They're violating just about every tradition. And this is also very divisive. The new map that they've drawn would put me out of the school district and another person in, so we'll have two school districts, two congressional representatives over the same school district, divided about along the plaza all the way out south. The Area Transportation Authority, who I've been a part of since I first got elected, it tears that apart, and it's just not wholesome. It's unnecessary, and frankly, it's unconstitutional to have redraw lines without a census. Every congressional district is supposed to have about 800,000 people. And the only way we know that is that we do it after the census. And the census won't even begin for about 3 years. This is absolutely wrong, and in many ways it's immoral.
We've heard a lot of fear coming from voters, a lot of concern that their vote is being disenfranchised because of this. Do you share in that fear?
Absolutely. Just think about all of the business organizations from the chamber on up or around are denouncing this. And the reason is they believe that they will be disenfranchised because they don't have a chance to elect someone whose views reflect theirs in terms of the economics of this community. So the chamber, the civic council have all come out strongly saying, this is wrong and it's not helpful. And most of them probably are Republicans.
My last one for you, the significance of today being Labor Day and having all these people out here on Labor Day.
Well, I want people to also know, because they don't know yet, the current administration recouped without any authority $151 million from the state of Missouri. A big chunk of it was coming into Kansas City. We would have created hundreds of jobs putting on solar panels and also doing weatherization in the older parts of the community where the houses were never built in terms of economy. So I think that we have a lot of losses coming toward us unless we are able to reverse this horrible decision.
Representative, are you confident that you can still hold on to a seat if this map is redrawn, or what are you thinking?
Well, I don't know. But what I do know is that they messed with the wrong person if they thought I was going to lay down and just let it go. I think this has not ended. Remember, it still has to pass the Missouri General Assembly. They tried to do this to me about 3 years ago, and it failed. They didn't get a lot of news coverage, but it failed. And 57 Republicans voted against it. So I don't know, that was before the president ordered this from the White House, which is violating some other laws. But we are, I think, confident that there will be people down in Jefferson City who will fight this all the way to the end.
What do you think is the real reason they're doing this?
It's pure politics, because there's no rationale. You know, they can't say, well, we wanted the Kansas school district to be in one congressional district. There's nothing logical about it except what the president said. He needed some more seats because of his fear of losing the House in next year's election. I think it's important for people to remember or to know that when you order something like this, it's not just hurting another political party, is hurting human beings. And, our office sent out no information about this or didn't make phone calls. But all these people came out because they're concerned. And I think fear is a good word right now.
Do you remember when Labor Day was a nice little picnic, a little bit of a union rally, and everybody was kind of like, let's take a moment to appreciate? Yeah, how do we ever get back to that?
I remember when the country was like that. I think there are people who profit from division, and they're trying to divide us all every day. The goal is to divide more and more Americans. And while that may have some political benefits for some, overall, it's going to do damage to us, not here just at home, but the whole world. I'm on the Helsinki Commission. We travel all over the world trying to help save, we thought, a democracy for Europe. And we were in Austria, and I was in the hotel lobby, and a woman walked up to me. She looked around to see if anybody was listening, and she said, "Are you guys going to be all right?" And I think that's where the world is right now. They're concerned about what's happening in the United States.
Are we going to be all right?
I think the lights are flashing red right now, and it all depends on how we react, how we respond to this crisis. There are a lot of people who don't like it, but they're remaining silent. And many of them are in the United States House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. They don't like it, and some of them will tell you off the record, behind closed doors, that this is awful. But, of course, they're not going to say that out front, and they're certainly not going to say it if they think the president will find out.
Thank you,
thank
sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.